Hello and welcome to another edition of Wattpad Wednesday's podcast. Today we're going to be talking about the importance of book covers. When we read fiction, unless we are reading a graphic novel or a children's book, most of the time images are secondary to the text. But even in these instances, book covers remain an integral part of the reading experience and the marketing of books. For today's Wattpad Wednesday, we're going to take a summary of viewpoints on the importance of book covers and what they mean for ebooks. They say don't judge a book by its cover, but do we really follow this when we look for something new to read? Greg Camfield of the Modern Language Association said, "As the amount of money publishers spend on book covers suggests, we can, indeed we usually do, judge books by their covers." Before the Industrial Revolution, books were sold without a cover, and buyers would buy them according to their own desires or needs. Now, the book cover has become one of the most important selling components to a book. In a recent study, over half of booksellers feel the cover design is one of the most important components in marketing a title. Additionally, the average person spends 8 seconds looking at the front cover and 15 seconds in the back. On digital bookshelves, the information found on back covers often runs alongside the front cover, giving authors even less opportunity to market their books. Each week on Wattpad, we ask readers their thoughts on book covers by asking them to compare UK and US versions of popular titles. The responses to these questions vary. For example, we asked Wattpadders to compare the US and UK covers of Hilary Mantel's Wolf Hall last week. Through Facebook and Twitter, they picked the cover they preferred and told us why. One reader said the US looked more interesting. "I know where the title is. The author's name is too big on the UK one." Another younger reader said that the UK one looks like a book they would force me to read in school. A third reader picked the US because it used a brighter red, which caught her eye. The other one thought it was confusing that the title and the author's name were the same size. To counter this, on the UK side, readers thought it looked more intriguing as opposed to the US, which was flashy. And from a design point of view, the UK version is more striking, whereas the US one, there were too many elements and one doesn't know where to look. It's a bit too cluttered. This topic was recently explored in a Sunday Times article, where the journalist stated, "What's the difference between a good book cover and a great one? A good one reveals something about the content of the book. It hints at the basic plot, maybe even gives us a glimpse of the main characters. A very good book cover recreates the spirit of the book. A great book cover, however, is so arresting that it makes you pick up the book in the first place." As books continue to be adapted into various transmedia projects, readers often receive cross-branded messages, where books' covers imitate movie posters or draw on the power of celebrity to attract attention to a title. In 2009, a reader of The Guardian said, "I've been struck by how many covers are decidedly more appropriate than others. The cover of a book can surely influence our reading of the text. I'm sure there are many readers of Breakfast at Tiffany's who cannot help but picture Holly Golightly looking uncannily similar to Audrey Hepburn, thanks to the cover's photograph, tyrannical hold over our imagination." Author Melissa C. Walker blogs at melissacwalker.com/blog and is a great resource to learn more about the decisions and processes of book designs that published authors go through. She regularly features great interviews with authors, focusing on the story behind their book covers and how it goes from A to B. Why did she choose to focus on book covers? Melissa tweeted us that it's a great way to celebrate authors without the pressure of keeping up with reading. Plus, people are extremely interested in book covers. As we move towards the digitization of content, often a reader can see little more than a thumbnail, with the bulk of our attention spent on the title and description. On the extremely visual web, are book covers losing their value and marketing appeal? Janie Bynum, an illustrator and designer and author, says that regardless of format, print or ebook, cover remains as important as ever to the browse and buy process. In fact, they may carry even more weight in the digital realm, since people tend to move at higher browsing speeds when using digital devices than when browsing in a brick-and-mortar bookstore. Digitally, there are so many more choices available at our fingertips that you end up judging ebooks based on the cover, whether you want to or not. We'd love to hear what you think about book covers and their value in digital spaces. Join us every Thursday for our weekly cover-offs and weigh in on the debate. Thanks for joining us.